We're all lost. We're all lost people until we find it, figure it out. That's why the government's trying to get rid of abortion altogether, because if you create more poor people, you create more bodies for the military. Congratulations.
Wow.
Look, bro, you're so much better than the military. You're so much better than this. Stop trying to get in right now. You're way better than this. I'm only still going to keep on doing it because I only have fucking 3 years left.
I
Are you still
appreciate the
retired?
sentiment.
Yeah, I know what I want to be when I grow up. Once I figured that out and found my purpose, I was like, I no longer need the military. The military is now a hobby to me.
They're
I
gonna
just
make you a
show up.
chief.
No.
They are though.
They're
That's
gonna
how
make
it
you a chief.
works. They make you a chief at 19 years.
Not, I mean, I would love to. I wanted to, when I first joined, I'm gonna be the mech pawn and all this other stuff, right? And then I started to figure out my purpose. I saw, like, I love people so much, and I love ministering to people so much, and I love, making people happy to the masses, and I love to help. I'm here for the giving. I'm here for the giving. That is my purpose in life. I'm set on this earth for the giving. If I knew that in high school, I would have went for the giving in the route. I wouldn't have joined the military. No one gave me that opportunity to define my purpose, right? But once I figured that out, I was no longer like, I'm not gonna be the mech pawn, because the mech pawn, bro, hands is tied. I mean, honestly, at that point, it's like you're only gonna be able to give to people who wanna be given to. And then at that point, they have to be Joe Navy. So you just create more Joe Navies. I don't want.
Gonna be a tearjerker.
Why?
No, man, you're saying some real stuff. You can, this is
You're just,
resonating.
I'm just saying it for you, bro. You better than this. There is no fucking music, anything. There's no creativity, anything in the military. It's just to hold the place. The military is supposed to be what McDonald's is for high schoolers. It's you join, you do your thing, you figure it out, whatever it is you want to figure out, and then you get out, and then you become a better human in life to give back to society.
I want to ask Jess, I know this is technically, we didn't really start the podcast. We're doing this new thing since last episode. O'Shea had a good idea where I just start recording before we
That's a good
actually
idea.
start talking, just in case anything fun comes up. But I can get rid of all this if you guys would prefer, since we haven't officially started. But I want to ask Jess, I don't know if we've talked about this in the past, but how were you feeling near the end of your time in the Navy? Did you want to get out, or were there conflicting thoughts with that?
Well, like a lot of people, I joined because I was patriotic at the time, and I had two uncles that were at corpsmen. I think they were
Okay.
both corpsmen. So I was kind of familiar with it. They told me before I joined, though, like my dad was like, talk to your uncle before you join. And he was like, don't go in as enlisted. He's like, go in as an officer. I'm like, I don't want to be an officer. That's what I said.
Yeah.
And I had the opportunity to go to college. I had good grades and stuff. I didn't want to. My parents were forcing me to sign these loans. I didn't want to do that. Anyway, by the time I got out, I was exhausted.
Yeah.
I was a counselor. I was so exhausted. I knew I was gonna, I hadn't made E, E, I hadn't made senior. Everyone was telling me I was going to. At that point, I just knew if I was gonna deploy again. I had been on, that was like my, would have been my 11th deployment
Holy
or
shit.
something. I mean, I did boots on ground Iraq, so I was exhausted. I knew I
Yeah.
was gonna be standing watches, my back was gonna be hurting, and I was so, like, I'd go home and I would be so depressed because I was
Yeah.
so tired. They make the hardest people get all the work. The hardest working people get all the work.
Yeah.
I had changed my rate to counselor, Navy counselor. So I was an IT before.
Okay.
So I really loved being a counselor. That was my purpose. That was my calling. I loved counseling sailors, helping them be that face that they could come to. I would tell them the truth too. I'd be like, oh, you don't want to be in the Navy? Okay, here's what you do to get out. And like nobody ever like challenged me. Nobody was like, because I told people, I told leadership, I was like, don't keep people in that don't want to be in. They're not going to do anything for you.
Yeah.
They're just going to be a thorn in our side. So, I loved being a counselor. I was really good at it. I could remember details about people, but it was exhausting.
Yeah.
At the end of my time, I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And that's how I felt. When I turned in my papers, I turned it in without even trying to care about getting looked at for senior at that point. I knew I wasn't going to get looked at senior once I dropped my paperwork, and I was fine with it. I turned my paperwork in like 2.5 years early.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's that. I mean, that sounds legit. And I feel like I found my calling too. while in. So I first, you know, started doing, I didn't know I really liked talking to just, you know, helping people until I joined Amway. Not gonna lie. And then once I joined Amway, and Amway is like this multi-level marketing. I mean, some people call it a pyramid scheme. You call it network marketing, whatever it is, right? And then you're just, you eventually, they tell you to contact friends, but eventually you're making friends randomly, right? And you are to inspire people to want to build a business for themselves and create a life for themselves and all this other stuff. This is what they tell you, right? But really, that means a lot more to me than anything. This is why I like coaching kids, because I like to tell them about life and not just about, you know, the sport I'm coaching. And then I found out that I like to make people smile. And this is the avenue I'm going to go into when I retire. You know, I'm not going to do military contracting stuff. I'm not doing that.
You're not going to work for Lockheed Martin?
No.
Boy!
People do that when they still haven't figured out what they want to be when they grow up, you know? But I was like an MWR president. And then I raised like so much doggone money. And then I just started giving away free stuff throughout the year. And people were like, why are we not selling this? And I was like, because I don't care. Look at these people happy. They're happy. Everybody's happy. We're good. I'm good with that. And that's what, and after that, I was just like, I need to, my purpose on life is to minister to people. And I started looking into, you know, politics and, you know, not running for president. What's up, girl? Presidency is a joke to me, but
Shay, I see you. She was on mute. What happened? What's up, O'Shea?
What's going on?
In your fucking specs. I love it.
Whatever it is, it's just like, I like the small, you know, community. And I like doing that. So I was like, I probably should run for alderman or something like that. And, you know,
Marms.
Yes.
You look fucking good. What's going on here?
Oh, thank you. Everyone's complimenting. I told you I got some work done on my jaw. You know, I was getting the plastic.
Well, he looks the same.
What the fuck on? Why is everybody fucking glistening? Did I miss them?
I don't know. What? I mean, it is.
No, he's fucking. No, good. Something's no. wrong with him. He called me and said, happy early Easter.
I guess. Easter is Easterin.
I did call O'Shea this morning and I said, happy Easter. And he's like, what the fuck?
No, he's telling me.
All right. You know, that's a good cut off. We were already recording, but we were doing that last week too because it was fun. But let's get started. I do want to say, because I know we definitely got some stuff to talk to Jess about. So let's do our best, because I feel like as the show has gone on, our introductions just tend to fucking go on for a while. I was listening to the last episode and our introductions went on for like half the fucking episode. I was like, holy shit, we like talking. So I'm not saying don't talk about, you know, because I ask you, of course, like how your week's been, but you know, let's
keep it to a minimum.
Let's keep it under 15 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Moral of the story is, O'Shea, you're better than this shit. Stop trying. Really, you're better than this shit. You did it already. You already fucking lost your hair. It ages you. It drives you fucking insane. You're better than this shit. Leave it alone.
I had a lot of hair when I got out.
Wait, did you? I don't remember you with hair.
I used to wear ponytails.
I remember him with hair. And then I remember him coming on and he was just bald.
So wait, so this happened driven?
I just decided to cut my hair.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he did. That's a recent thing, actually.
It was liberating.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice. If you want the same amount of life insurance, no shit. If you want the same amount of life insurance, bro, it's fucking $22. It's okay. Get the fuck. Leave it alone. It's $22.
Wait, for life insurance? Don't go for life insurance.
No, everyone does it for the benefits. It's fucking right. $22 goddamn dollars.
It was giving out a bonus. I wanted that $20,000.
You want 20? You want 20K? You want to make 20K?
I think they offered me 30K to go.
Well, you know what? Delres isn't that bad.
What?
Delres is just the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Is this service talk?
Yeah, sorry, Stephanie. Yeah, you're the old, okay, you're the odd woman out. Like
we're trying to end it.
We're trying our best. Anyway,
I'm trying to end it.
Let's All I'm saying is,
you're better than this shit. Leave it alone.
Of course. All right, let's get started and let's count down here. 3, 2. Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
And welcome back to another episode of Great Morning. I am your host, Christian Mermer, Merms, Mermdog, whatever the fuck you wanna call me. And to the bottom right of my computer screen, we have with us the Fact Queen, my sister from the East, that Puerto Rican mamacita from Spanish Harlem, Stephanie 3.0. How you doing, Steph?
Hello. It's Steph. I'm not heavily medicated today.
Okay.
Oh. And I have a kid with me, best friend. But yeah, what's up, motherfuckers? You know, Landon, oh my gosh. I'm like cursing in your face. But yeah, yo, what's up? How everybody doing? Happy motherfucking Easter to everybody. You know, like, do everybody have their fucking little conejo ears and shit? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I should have grabbed them.
Yeah, you sure. I don't have any though, pero you know, we can act like it. You know, we can hop like a bunny. Pero tú sabes, you know, everything is fucking great. You know, life has an amazing way of humbling you and just telling you to shut the fuck up and have several fucking seats. You know what I'm saying? You know, life is just life in per fucking usual. I feel like this fucking month and a half has just been life in the life out of me. You know what I mean? But it's all right. Cause you know what? The Lord, why do we even fucking celebrate Easter again? Was it because like,
Easter is the day he rose.
He came back to, all right. So we're celebrating. He came back. And so happy Easter to everybody, you know, mm-hmm. And it's fucked up because I went to Catholic school. None of this shit. But how y'all doing?
We are doing fantastic. Well, at least I believe. But thank you for asking, Stephanie. It's so great that you're here again. And I'm going to go ahead and move along and introduce some other wonderful people we have with us today. To the top left of my computer screen, we have with us our in-studio comedian, Topazkin Chubbsway, DJ Chucky. How the hell are you doing, Topaz?
Yo, what's good? I just learned the word 24. Say that again, Steph. She left. Damn it.
What word?
She said, I hope you guys got the cornicodles. That's context clue says that that's Easter bunny heads.
Conejos.
Conejos. Is that Easter bunny ears? Is that what that means?
Yes. Conejo.
Oh, dope. Coenos.
Conejo. But don't get it confused with cojones, because I used to get that shit confused a lot as a kid. So I used to be like, oh my God, mira que lindo, the little cojenito. And this entire time as a kid, I was saying, oh my God, look at those cute little balls. But I was really trying to say, oh, look how cute, it's a little bunny rabbit. But the bitch wasn't saying a cute bunny rabbit. I was saying, mira, look how cute those little bolitas are. Mira que linda, right?
Damn. They'd be like, cut it out.
Yeah, they'd be like, no, Stephanie, it's not like that.
Stop saying that kid has cute balls.
Yeah.
Dang.
Chuck, how you been?
Man, I'm fucking good. I got a Sweet 16 party to DJ later on today. It's so weird, man, because they have no idea what they want to do.
You know what? I have a quick question for you on that. Before we move into our other wonderful people we have here, like I said, quick question. When it's like a Sweet 16, because that's like an odd age range, right? Where like, you know, they're not kids, but they're also not adults. So when you play the music, do you play it, like, do you have censored music or do you have uncensored music?
Nah, so I do a group chat with like the parents and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want no R. Kelly shit to go down. You know what I'm saying? So I'm never going to have like a conversation with just the kids alone. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So I have a group chat and I'm like, hey, here's a link. You guys can make a playlist if you want to and add whatever music you want to this playlist.
That's a good idea.
And then I'd be like, hey, add a picture of the daughter or whatever. That way, you know, it could be you personally, whatever, cute, whatever. And then I'm like, hey, add whatever you want. And I was like, I'm going to play what you put in there.
Okay.
So if it's dirty ass, wretched ass, sick the nigga dick or something kind of music, then fine. I'm gonna play that shit. Cause I ran into an issue when I did do a Sweet 16 party once, and it was my very first one, Sweet 16 party. And you know, it was a California side of the family and a Texas side of the family. The Texas side of the family was like, why are you playing this ratchet music? I don't want my kids being, you know, doing all this sexy red and all that. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you, homegirl. The mama and the daughter picked this music. I don't know what to tell you. And they was like, can you play some old school music? That's real music. I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to play some because I take requests. But I still got to go back to what they want me to play. You know what I'm saying? And then they daughters, that was funny, is because the Texas side, you know, the older ones, the daughters of them would come over and be like, yo, can you play that new Drake? I mean, if you want me to, I mean, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they want some coochie breathing, but.
Oh my God.
Whatever. I'm going to do it.
Take that coochie breathe.
No, you want that coochie breathe.
All right. Well, thank you for answering that question. I'm glad. And that's an interesting setup you have there. I never heard of that. I think that's a great idea. Let them have the link and like, hey, listen, you choose. I'm not liable for the music you choose. Well, thank you, Chuck, again for being here. You were here last week, of course. So, you know, it's always wonderful to have you guys back. You know, that's always wonderful. Anyway, I'm going to introduce another wonderful. How many times can I say wonderful during this podcast? I'm going to introduce another wonderful person we have with us today who's standing in, you know, for Jimmy right now, because, you know, as we know, Jimmy's, you know, with the new child and the new, you know, deployment and stuff, he's going to be away for a lot this season. So we're happy this man is here with us today. To the bottom left of my computer screen, we have with us someone who, without him, none of this would have happened. Our king, our captain, O'Shea Ivy. How the hell are you doing?
I'm doing well. And, you know, you could just say, I'm the other Charles, you know, standing in. So
is that what you want me to say? I always introduced you the way I just introduced you.
I'm like, when you like, if you've ever played Tekken and you press select on Tekken, you can unlock a secret character depending on who it was. That's kind of like who I am, right?
That's like unlocking Reptile in the original Mortal Kombat.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just wanted to point this out. Your eyebrows are fucking doing their thing right now.
Are they mine?
I don't know what it is. It's just like they on fleek.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I've always had large eyebrows. That comes from the definitely the Italian side of my family. A lot of kids, they used to think I was Russian because I had such big eyebrows. I'm like, no, there's no Russian on my side of the family. It's that fucking Italian.
Say prosciutto.
Prosciutto. Gabagool.
What is that?
That's actually capicola, but a lot of Italian Americans, especially the Sicilian ones, say gabagool.
Is that like a dish?
It's a meat. It's like a deli. It's almost like ham, but it comes from a different part of the pig, and it's salty. It's really good. But it's a very East Coast, like really New Jersey, but it's New York, Connecticut. I think you can still get it, maybe even PA. It's a very.
And one more question. So how do you actually say ricotta in Italian? Is it rigot?
Not ricotta.
I think it's ricotta.
Are you sure?
I think the Italian American. You know what's weird is like you go to Italy. I've never been to Italy, but this is what they tell me is like they'll pronounce their words correctly. It's really the Italian Americans that came here. I don't know, to just give them kind of a different dialect, which happened. That's a whole other conversation. That happened to a lot of cultures that went to the United States, you know, immigrated here. So it's kind of a mix of American and like just saying it from a different dialect in Italy, because the southern part of Italy, like Sicily.
Okay, can we talk to Jessica?
Yes, all right, you're right. Yeah, let me get the fuck. Yeah, I'm the one prolonging this. I don't know why I told you guys to start right. O'Shea, thank you so much for being here. I want to introduce someone else we have with us on the podcast today. Someone who has been here for such a long time now on this podcast, came on many, many episodes. The last time you heard from her was actually the season finale. Last season for season 5, all right? And we are, of course, talking about, you know, someone who's no longer a guest. They are a special guest co-host, our friend, our nomad, Jess. How are you doing today?
good.
We're so happy you could be back.
I am too. I am too. I don't even remember the last time I talked to you all.
It was, well, you had a, you know, another, like a regular episode where we talked to you the entire time like this. I remember that one. You were at your friend's cabin or house, but you were about to go skiing with them, I'm pretty sure.
Snowboarding.
Snowboarding, yes. Something to do with snow. You were going to have a snowball fight with them or something. So you were at their place, and then that's how the episode ended. You were like, I gotta go snowboarding. And then you did a recording for us that we put at the beginning of the season finale because you couldn't make it for the entirety of the episode. And I believe you got 8th place on the top 10. Chuck, do you
remember? And I wasn't even there.
Well, it's we do it off the word of the day that you're going to do that again this episode. We do it off the other episode's word of the day, and that's how we place everyone. But you always get on the top 10 list, you know, out of the 20 or 30 guests we have. So congratulations.
I mean, you're pretty smart.
But I suck too, funny. So I don't know how it happens.
No, you got...
That's probably how it happened, because you're funny.
I think they're, like, funny sentences. But Jess, I know there was definitely some stuff you wanted to talk to us about. I know... Okay, I want to talk to you about this. So you're in your van right now. I know the listeners cannot see you, but you're in your van.
Yep.
Your van was held from you. It was it was captured. It was held hostage away from you, right? Can you tell us more about this?
Well, so I've had a problem with my awning. I have a motorized awning that has electrical components. Anyways, and I never got it fixed because I knew it would take a while because of parts or people. I don't know. And so I finally turned it in. I don't even remember what I turned it in. I said, can you fix my awning? And they're like, sure. Well, you know, it's under warranty. Mm-hmm. So they said they fixed it and I took it out for a test run and it got stuck outside. Like it just got stuck open again. And this family saw me and they had to help me push it back in. And I was like, I called them immediately. I was like, okay, my awning is still not fixed. I go, it's okay. Take it back. I took it back and it was kind of my fault at first because I kind of left them alone. I didn't want to be one of those people that was like, hey, how's my awning? Hey, how's my awning? I didn't want to be one of those people.
Yeah.
And so this went on for about, I checked up on it maybe a few times and it went on for about 4 or 5 months. So basically I got free storage for the winter.
Wow.
And I also asked them to winterize, do a few things that they should have charged me for. But finally one day I was like, I'm taking my van back. I'm like, I need my van.
Yeah.
And I called them. I'm like, pick up my van. I didn't pick it up right away. I called them again. I'm picking up my van. I picked it up and no one had ever called me or said anything. And the guy's like, you know what? I'm so sorry. I'll call and ask about the warranty and them replacing your awning. And I was like, well, that's not even really what I wanted. I wanted the option to move it in manually.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, I'll check on that. I'm like, this guy didn't even check on it. And he didn't charge me for anything. So I pretty much got free storage and like free maintenance done. Because okay, I guess
good.
They felt so bad.
Yeah,
but yeah, they had my van for 5 months or whatever.
They were practicing.
I thought they sold it. I was like, if you sell my van, I told them to, I'm like, sell my van, make sure I get some of that money. It's not worth what I bought it for. Because, you know, they depreciate in value as soon as you take them off the lot. So,
yeah, I always wondered that, like, when, you know, car services, any vehicle services take a while, like if it's really just taking a while or they're just like they just put your shit like off to the side and they're like, yeah, we'll do that in like whatever 3 months from now or something.
People are lazier now.
Yeah, they are. They're not, they don't care. Give a fuck, it just is gone.
Yeah, I don't know. They're that wouldn't surprise me, but 5 months is a long fucking time. I'm glad you finally got it back. And you've been doing right now, you're in, or you did you go to Georgia? I don't want to tell people exactly where you are.
I know, I went to Georgia. I went to Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Virginia and West Virginia, and I'm around the.
You went to West Virginia.
Oh, you didn't. Oh, you have to see some of the places in West Virginia.
There's some beautiful areas there.
Yeah, he's like
O'Shea is from Virginia, and he's like,
those people out there bark like cats and dogs. I don't even speak
English.
They
bark like,
what? Do they really?
Yes.
I didn't experience that. I stayed with this lady. I always Airbnb with her, Christine, because I go snowboarding up there. There's a resort up there. And she's the nicest lady. She has all sorts of people coming through and staying with her. It's kind of like a little hostel.
Mm.
And I don't know. People there seem really down to earth.
O'Shea's like, Well, how many times have you been to West Virginia, O'Shea? I'm sure Jess has been
never. There. I would never.
Yeah, okay.
Unless I went to a resort or something, like she said. I'm telling her, go to a Walmart out there and you'll see it. Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't go to Walmart. That's my thing. I don't go to those places. I don't like Walmart.
That's probably a good idea. I don't think you should go to any Walmart anywhere in the United States.
Why? What's wrong with Walmart? What's going on?
But they want to check your fucking receipt, like, and that's a job. They got problems.
Wait, I'm sorry, but you got to check your receipts. People
if I make it out, I made it.
There's too many people at Walmart.
There's a lot of people.
And yeah. There's a certain type of people at Walmart.
Right, wait. Is this what you have to like pay a subscription to like do a self checkout?
No.
Oh,
is that a thing?
That's I've Amazon. Seen that on social that's media.
That's what I heard. I heard that.
Amazon, you do. And Whole Foods, I think they're going to start doing that too.
They bug.
Wait, they're stopping self checkouts. I heard they're finding out people are stealing.
That's what people were warning them when they first started doing.
Yeah. People are just like, oh, it didn't scan. Guess I'm not paying for that.
They closed all the Walmarts in Chicago because each Walmart lost like $4 million a piece in stealing. Every year they were losing like $4 million from self-checkout. So Walmart was just like, you know what? We just not going to go to the ghetto. We're not going to do it because ghetto people steal. And of course, ghetto people steal. When you loot, if you didn't have the loot, your baby needed food. Some of them are stuck on the roof.
What? Wait, all right. I got a question.
Did you see that lady that fucking was going to like all Target's and all the motherfucking Walmarts?
Did you just say Target?
Yes, yeah, and Walmart. These bitches was fucking stealing all the motherfucking baby formula, like $7,500 worth. Like, that's a lot of fucking monies and a lot of fucking formula. And why the fuck are you fucking? She's trying to resell them shits. You know that is not nice. This is why now everything is all fucking padlocked and shit because motherfuckers don't know how to chill.
You wouldn't sell no food stamps?
Huh?
You wouldn't sell your food stamps?
I did that once in my early 20s.
All right, then. Okay. Yeah.
I did it once, but Shorty got more money out of it than me. You know what I'm saying? Because I just needed $70 worth of food. And that was it. Like, I specifically had a specific amount. Like, this is what I need, and that's it. Next week, I'm not going to come back to you because, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a full car, and I'm going to know how to budget my shit better. Feel me? Because I don't want to give extra money to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my EBT money. You know what I'm saying? No.
Wait. I'm confused. How did talking about Jess's van end up with us talking about Walmart and food stamps?
Because she said she doesn't go to Walmart.
Yeah, but how did you come West up Virginia. With that? Oh, in don't West worry, Virginia. Oh, yeah. I remember. You said don't go to the Walmarts. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to go to the VA, man.
And we said, we said certain types of people go to Walmart.
You said that.
You see? Well,
fuck them people if they listening to this. I don't give a fuck. Look, God damn it,
we all got TBI.
And I'm here to make it fucking hot. If you go to Walmart and you leave the goddamn shopping cart behind other people's cars or in the middle of the motherfucking parking lot, you ain't annoying. Shit.
That is annoying.
Wait, no, real talk.
That is the shit that I be talking about. Like, why the fuck
use the motherfucking shopping cart insert thing like everybody else supposed to do.
Right. Why are you trying to fucking insert a motherfucking bobby pin inside of a fucking coin thingy? Like, what's wrong with you?
You still doing that quarter thing with the goddamn with the
some places, yeah.
In the hood, girl. You in the hood.
Bro, do you know how bad it is that they fucking put magnets on the motherfucking shopping carts? So if you get past a certain motherfucking spot, they like
I know where you're going. You going to Aldi.
Yeah, where are you going with that shopping cart?
You going to Aldi. You go to Aldi's, don't you? I don't like Aldi's because of the way Aldi's smell. Aldi's has a certain smell, and I couldn't get over that shit. Look, I grew up in the ghetto. I grew up in the ghetto, and I always knew I was better than that shit. That's why I got out of it and never went back. Oh, shit.
Not but Target
had with the military. But anyway, yo, check it. You recognize that smell. I'm never going back to Aldi's.
If you want to get some butt.
That puts a quarter in the goddamn, in that shit.
No, this is important. If you want to get some butt, do you got to get an Airbnb or you bring them to your van?
What?
Like, oh, if you this is for get... Jess. Oh, I was damn, like, wow. This is why I'm so confused, because we're talking about Target or Walmart, and now we're back on Jess's van.
Oh, that sounds scary.
Because,
if a girl
because Jess went to Target to get new, brand new sheets.
I'd be like, damn.
Because she had a joint coming through, because she's going to bring her joint to her van. So she went to Target and got some new sheets. That's what the fuck happened. And we didn't even get to that part yet. But go ahead, Jess.
If I walk into a...
What happened with your joint?
Wait. What was the question? If I want to get some... Oh, I have a boyfriend now. I didn't have a boyfriend before.
And oh, that's wonderful.
I didn't really date before. I mean,
does he have a van?
I have a van. Like, when I did date, I dated a guy or two before my boyfriend, but I wouldn't take him in my van. I mean, they had a house.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's good.
Pull up to their house with your van?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're asking me a very complicated, long question.
Yeah, O'Shea, I'm just trying to get out of nowhere.
I kind of want to know now. Now you threw it out there. I'm like, do you smash in the van? I would. I'd be smashing the fuck.
Do you have silky pillowcases?
What's silky?
Like a silky pillowcase.
Jess, by the way, you do not have to answer these questions if you don't want
to. She's not asking for silk.
I like 300 thread count.
Egyptian cotton?
200. I don't know. I got my stuff at Target. I have no clue.
See, this is what I be saying. Target's the shit. I told you she went to Target to get her best sheets.
Having condoms inside an RV should be illegal. It just sounds illegal.
Well, she doesn't have an RV. She's got a van.
Oh, so what's the difference?
It does classify as a Class B RV.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's
why. Yeah. You're in Tokyo shit, O'Shea.
They're just, I don't know, man.
Do you, I have a question about sort of what we were just talking about, not in the romantic or physical way, but like, do you like it when other people are in your van, or do you prefer, since that, you know, like, I'm serious, because like, you know, that's the space you live your most, you do most of your things in, you spend most of your time there. You can kind of understand, like, maybe you don't want someone in your space. So I'm just wondering, like, do you?
Yeah, you know what? If I like them and they're my friend and I'm close to them or they're cool people, I don't mind them in my van. Strangers and weird. I get a lot of people just coming up to me. The other day, I got a guy come up to me. He gave me like an environmental science lecture, like for an hour. Like those people, I don't want them in my van for long. Yeah. I don't want weirdos or people in my van.
You got to tell those people, just get the fuck away from me.
She don't want no ditties. That's what she said. No ditty.
No ditty.
No ditty. Let's not talk about Diddy on this episode.
Let's talk about Diddy.
Let's not talk about Diddy. I want to talk more about what Jess is up to.
Okay.
Diddy's going to buy a van.
That was a Will Smith.
They going to Diddy bop his ass.
He's going to go on a mobile Diddy tour.
Oh, my God. Jess, I another thing I know we were discussing. Let me share my screen here.
Oh,
let me share. Where's my share screen? Here's my share screen. And we were talking about the Appalachian Trail.
Yes.
Which, as if anyone can see my screen, you see that, you know, I think you can start anywhere. But from what I know,
can you just open up one picture like big?
Can I? Well, let me click on it. I don't want this to bring me to like a porn site or something. So it's just using Google Images here. Is this better, O'Shea?
Yeah, it's great.
All right, cool. So, yeah, it's, you know, the Appalachian Trail is this long hiking trail for our listeners out there who do not know that usually you can start it anywhere, I think. But usually, like, the people who want to do the entire thing, I know it starts up here in Maine, goes all the way down to Georgia down here.
They start in Georgia a lot of time. Yeah,
a lot of people start from Georgia. Yeah. And that would make more sense.
You see how it curves around West Virginia?
Yeah,
like I'm not going
because black people don't go to West Virginia. That's why when black people couldn't drive, we would have to use that goddamn trail. Ain't nobody going to West Virginia. There's only like 4 black people in the whole state.
Is there really? Because there's black neighbors across Christine where I stay.
Congratulations, you found them.
I knew he was gonna say that. I knew he was gonna say that. You found them.
You found them. Wow.
And I know the Appalachian Trail. I've actually been to this spot here in North Jersey, this part of it, because it's actually it connects to Sunrise Mountain here in where I grew up. So I'm familiar with the Appalachian Trail, but it takes, obviously, if people were wondering, it takes fucking months to do the entire thing. And it's a huge feat that, you know, people have done. People travel. We met my friends and I when we were staying. It was actually a spot here right on the border of Jersey and New York in Unionville, New York. There's this bar there we would go to. And the Appalachian Trail kind of goes by that bar. And people from like fucking England and Ireland who were trying to hike this trail have stopped in there, you know, for a drink and stuff, and people buy them drinks. So a lot of people do this trail. And Jess, I know you were talking to me about, you know, doing certain parts of it, but you also did mention possibly in the future doing the, or, you know, walking or hiking the entirety of it.
I've said that about the Pacific Crest Trail too, on the West Coast.
Yeah, which I am less familiar with, but since this
one is for cancer or something.
No, for fun.
No, for fun.
For fun.
For
get the fuck out of here. What is this, man?
You wouldn't walk this for months for fun, O'Shea?
No. I don't know how you get. What is that? You got like, it's that like, has to just be to tell your kids or something.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely something you can tell your grandkids one day and stuff.
I could tell people because it's not something everyone does or can do. I mean, number one, people can't just quit their jobs. I don't have a job right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's part of it. The other, I mean, it's really not that expensive, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, just your food. You're just paying for food. You're not really paying for lodging because you're sleeping in a tent. You have backpacking supplies. So, really, it's a matter of the will, I guess, and the physical capability and the time for most people. Having that those months to not work.
So who wins, a grizzly bear or a gorilla?
I don't think we have grizzly bears.
Yeah. No, you're more likely to get killed by a person because people have gotten killed on that trail.
Oh, yeah. And that's the sad part.
That's the thrill. This sounds like a.
No, that's not like the thrill. I'm just saying. I'm saying the danger in hiking or society is people, not actually the animals.
Jess, do you have any knowledge of, because I don't, that's why I'm asking, do you have any knowledge of the history of the Appalachian Trail, like how it formed, how it started? Like, do you know anything?
No, I might have read a few things, but I forgot.
And I don't want to look it up. I don't want to read a Wikipedia page right now on the podcast. So I was just hoping you would know. I'm sure, I know that it's been around for a long time. And it is for, you know, a trail, at least, it is upkept well, I should say.
Yeah, yeah. There's always maintainers. I was thinking of doing that, of volunteering to maintain parts of it. That'd be nice.
But yeah, this is, I mean, months this takes, and it is an incredible feat to do. But you get to see a bunch of wonderful things along the way, and hopefully no crazy people. That would be good. It looks like I would say the majority of it is spent in Virginia. Like, this is the longest stretch of it.
Yeah.
So you'd be in Virginia for most of the time.
See the trail? They like they peek only, over to West Virginia and they say,
it's
hell
only
no.
Walking though. There's no drive. You can't drive.
No, you can't fit a car. It's like a walk, like a hiking trail.
That's not real. It's,
oh
no.
My God.
It's at some point you're gonna be on the sidewalk walking by McDonald's.
No.
Probably.
There are places, like
so
I
is
said,
this
there
federally
are...
protected. Is this a federally protected thing?
I
because
think
it crosses states. It crosses states.
It crosses states. Yep.
I think the states, though, their whatever their wildlife preservation department is, I think the states maintain their certain areas of it.
Oh, so you're saying like the Pennsylvania part looks like shit. The New York part looks like shit.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
I mean, I'm not saying that, but I'm also not disagreeing with that. There could be areas that are better than others. I mean, that could
Vermont probably looks like shit because there's only 20 people that lives in the whole state.
Yeah, but Vermont is very nice. I've actually been up there a couple times. Jess, have you been to Vermont?
I think so.
Yeah, there's some really
nice
Vermont areas.
I can't remember if my old divo lives in Vermont. I went and visited her, but yeah.
You don't mark your map in your van of all the places you've been.
I have my best friend before I started this gave me a scratch off map, but it only covers national parks. I should. I actually write about a lot of this stuff. I think I have been to Vermont.
Oh, share a piece. Share something from your diary.
Do you want, you guys want that?
I think
it's boring. It's boring. It's really boring.
She's okay. I think that's a no then, O'Shea.
No, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it.
She's been waiting
really
for this.
Boring. I don't want you to know how boring I really am.
She flipped really to the page boring. So fast.
Let me stop sharing this for a second. Find your most exciting entry, Ben, in your journal.
Shit.
I
couldn't even, like, I have so many, I couldn't even, like.
Oh, my gosh.
I have so many.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You can publish that one day, although maybe
boring.
Maybe you want to embellish on some things. I hate to, you know, tell you to.
I could include only the interesting stuff. I could do that.
That'd be crazy.
I could cover the crazy woman who tried to stop me.
Yeah.
Yes. Tell that story, please. Please.
She's just some crazy biatch. She's crazy. She's just a former friend that I had in Florida. It was his, gosh, people are going to listen to this, so I don't know if they're going to recognize this. His baby mama, and she's crazy. She pretty much terrorizes anybody in this guy's life.
Oh.
Luckily, he finally decided to turn her in, and I have a mugshot of her, and I stare at it, and I laugh. And I'm just so pleased.
You have her mugshot.
This ain't
it. He got arrested.
Yo, be a thug and show it to us.
You're not going to show it online, are you?
No.
Only when I see this is us.
How do I show you without exiting on accident?
It's on her phone. She can't show us.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, no, I guess the way you said, like, you stare at it, I thought it was like,
I do stare at it every so often. I especially did it when she first got me, first told me. And he's like, yeah, you can look it up online. I looked it up. I was like, haha, that's what she gets. She's crazy.
Damn, crazy. Yo, type it in the chat. Type her name in the chat. Let me look.
You don't need to do that either. It's okay. What are we going to do? We're going to look her up?
Well, yeah.
Send it to you guys.
Okay.
I'll send it to Christian. Okay. He'll send it to you after that.
I'll send it to them. I'll be like, oh, hi. Stephanie, I think her... She usually says goodbye, so that, like, fuck Stephanie. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure her, like, laptop.
He got a girl acting like terrorizing everybody in his life. Bro got good dingling, bro. he got good dingling. She said, ain't nobody getting in this air. Nobody's breathing your air, boy.
See, this is why I prefer recording on Sundays, which we normally record on, because I feel like everyone, because it's supposed to be like God's day, not saying everyone's religious, but, like, you know, I feel like everyone doesn't bring up ding-a-lings and cooters or stuff like that as much.
Yeah, because y'all catch me while I'm getting ready.
We figured you. Yeah, we died. We were very upset. We all cussed you out.
Yeah, that's why I came back quickly. I'm sorry. I'm back.
That's okay. That's perfectly fine. Anyway, back to the Appalachian Trail. Jess, you said you would do parts of it as well before, you know, someday doing the entirety of it. So, what is a part of it? Like, what is considered, like, what is the length considered for just doing a part of it?
Any part of it.
Yeah, like, but you're talking about, like, hiking for a couple hours on it and then going back to your van? Or are you talking about going, like, days?
Either or. That's how I did the PCT, the Pacific Crest Trail. I would do several days or, like, a long day hike or whatever. So any portion of it. Like, I've done portions in Georgia already, Virginia, obviously, North Carolina. Yeah, they're all, and I've enjoyed every single part. They did say that the AT, that, like, if you don't like rain, don't hike the AT, because apparently it rains a lot. I don't know. I haven't. Well,
definitely more on the East Coast than the West. So, I mean, first of all, I don't have that time off to do it myself, so I just couldn't do it right now. But I always thought it'd be like interesting or a fun feat to accomplish one day, doing the entire trail.
Yeah,
but, like, that's one of the things that would worry me the most
is the rain.
It's not necessarily food, because, yeah, there's places you can walk off the trail for a few minutes, grab some food, bring it back. You can do your laundry, you know, you can take a shower, you know, find a spot. But the rain, just being stuck in the fucking rain, I think that would drive me fucking nuts. I don't know. I even with the fucking tent and just hearing it, O'Shea's looking at me weird. Like that would drive you nuts.
Nerding out right now.
I like hiking. You don't like hiking, O'Shea? Come on. You've never been on a hike.
I'm not going hiking. I'm not getting in a tent. I'm not going anywhere near West Virginia.
That's we're not trying to get you to go to West Virginia. And that's camping.
We already went through the fact that it's not in West Virginia. So
it does goes a around. little tiny curve, like right in the corner of West Virginia. And
what do I want to hike for? What's the point of hiking? Just to
it's
be like
exercise. You get to be outside, you know, fresh air. It's good for you. It's good for you.
Then you would do it on a regular. People go hiking so they can.
I'm sure Jess does it more than us.
Yeah. Writing a book.
I think that was an insult to me, not you, Jess. I think.
It's
what
okay.
if I what I if I went cold. Hiking and
I don't have any feelings anymore, so I'm good.
That's not good. I would
wait,
I would say that that is not good, actually.
You need to claim that.
That's not
good. Well, yeah. I did. I claimed it.
Oh my God. Yeah, you gotta claim that. So I wanted to ask before we move into one of our favorite segments we like to do here, Jess. If you were, or when, I should say, when you do eventually do the entirety of the Appalachian Trail.
I didn't promise I was going
to do it. No, you promised. I have it written down. I have it written down with your signature. You promised to do it. And you have 6 months to accomplish this feat, and we will contact you before then. No, I'm kidding. But I mean, if you do, right?
Okay.
Other than the rain and other than crazy people, what is something that you think would be not good while doing the trail? Like, what is something you're not looking forward to? Other than rain and crazy people, which is usually like the top two.
You know what? I guess food or food choices. Like, I wouldn't be able to, I'd be limited to some of the food I can carry. I really like food.
Yeah.
So, like, I'd be limited to like dry food or things that I could cook with my little backpacking stove, even though I really love doing that. I love just making my own food out in the middle of nowhere and in a tent.
Yeah. It's like one of those things that it's like fun for a little bit, but doing it for months on end, like, I'm sure you would have a craving to be like, I want to sit down in a restaurant.
I want a steak.
I want a steak.
Yeah.
Have some wine or whatever. So this brings me to my next question. This might sound a little weird. Have you ever gone hunting, or do you know how to hunt? Do you know how to capture animals?
That's next on my list to do, you know, to prepare for the apocalypse.
Yep. Of course. It's not a bad idea.
So, I think it's a useful skill to have, you know? So I do want to learn how to hunt. I know how to shoot. I just don't know how to hunt.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll definitely have to train you in hunting, and we'll have.
We should all make that a little field trip or.
Oh wait, please, Jess. I appreciate the idea, but according to Chuck, we already have too many trips planned. This great morning team. Now, by the way, Jess, you're invited to that as well because.
Oh, where are we going? Where are we going?
We are trying to go on a great morning cruise that Chuck is setting up.
Wait, we were all in the Navy. Why are we going back in a boat?
I was kind of mentioning that as well, but Chuck was insisting that it be a cruise. Chuck, explain this cruise to Jess.
Because a cruise is the best way to vacation. No. Yeah, man. Everything you want to do, you can do.
Wait. Not Carnival, right? Are you talking about Carnival? Which cruise?
You know what? I don't know.
Don't do Carnival.
Why? I've been on Carnival 3 times.
Wait. Where? Where'd you go?
I went to Nassau twice.
Nassau?
And then sure. And then I went to Mexico.
With this Nassau.
And then I went on a Disney cruise, which, oh my God, was so fucking clean. Oh my God, it was so clean. It was ridiculous. But, I mean, like, a cruise, I want to do a Virgin one day, and it's strictly adults.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And I want to do that just one day. And I also want to do a poker cruise. But anyway, look, it is seriously the greatest thing. Like, there's always something to do fun-wise. And I'm so outgoing that I end up doing all of it. And I have so much energy and I have such a high bandwidth that I will just go and I'm outside. And I never see the kids. And you just can go back into your suite because I always get a suite. I never get an interior room. Whatever, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
So wait, I want to hear though why Jess, it seems like you have some disdain for Carnival cruise.
She brought up this. She brought up this.
Did he sponsor Carnival?
Here, hold on.
My best friend, they're actually also in the Navy, or one of them just retired too. Actually, they both retired. They took me. I'd never been. This is my first experience. They took me on a Carnival cruise, and it was just it was a lot.
Well, why? You gotta explain.
It looked like she had a good time.
She
had
her. I was with my best friends. I had to see them a lot. It
was, you did a handstand.
I liked the comedy show. The food wasn't that great. Just considering, I was like, really? Like, I ordered shrimp scampi. I think it was shrimp scampi or something. And they gave me two little itty-bitty little shrimp on, like, spaghetti noodles.
Ooh. Man, that's not great.
Oh, that just sounds terrible. Oh, my gosh.
It was. And then we pulled into, how do you say it, Christian?
Nassau.
And they only give you, like, less than a day there. So if you're, if you happen to, like, get it out a little later because of the line or whatever, you only have a few hours. And so we went to shore, and it was just so hard to get a seat. Everyone, like, the whole ship is on this same little island.
Yeah.
And so everyone had, like, a beach chair, and it was just hard to get a seat together. And you still had to pay for the beach chairs. They weren't free, by the way. You had to pay. So you're not only you're paying for, like, this cruise and the extra alcohol. By the way, you have to pay extra for the alcohol. So we ended up just buying a package for alcohol so as not to pay individually. And it's like $350 for the whole package.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, like, if we go on a cruise or a vacation together, we should all go on a great morning vacation that's dry and, like, you know, become one, like, more spiritually.
Ayahuasca.
And just not drink.
We should do ayahuasca.
Jesus Christ.
No,
fucking with it. I'm with it. I want to be one with the motherfucking Mother Nature and shit. I want to talk to the shrooms. I don't want to talk to no birds, though. But
wait a minute. Time out, everybody.
Whoa. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk to the fucking earth. I want to see. I want to talk to the trees. You know what I'm saying? The grasshoppers. I want to be, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to go back in time, because that one time that I took mushrooms, I teleported and I was in motherfucking Costa Rica, and can't nobody fucking tell me otherwise. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
That's
when I seen that dream catcher over her bed, I knew something.
Yeah,
I don't think you can bring drugs on board, but you can bring alcohol. You are allowed to bring two bottles.
I could just tuck this shit to my titties. It's fine.
Or you can do that.
You know what I'm saying? Or we could, you know, do a, you know, bring it back, and I could just boot it. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't like the karaoke?
Jesus Christ.
A cabin. Why don't we rent a cabin in the mountains somewhere, and then anybody could do whatever they want to do?
Because they're fucking bugs and dirt.
Yeah, I'm Rh negative, so, like,
I mean, we can go to a snow cabin,
and because it's fucking cold and snow.
No, I didn't say in the winter, dirt. Summer, or the spring.
It's fucking dirt. I don't want to do dirt.
See, this is the problem when we're trying to.
Well, let's just go on a Disney cruise.
I'm not going on a Disney cruise. All right, if I'm drunk and hungover and I see fucking Mickey Mouse walking around, I'm gonna be really upset. Yeah. All right,
that's the greatest shit ever. You're not gonna see Mickey Mouse walking around. He's in a station. He goes, you have to go see him. You know what I mean?
I don't want to see him at all being hungover.
I didn't see Mickey
fucking a child-friendly fucking cruise. Like, I'm not trying to be around no fucking kids.
You're not going to see your kids.
No.
If you took your kids, you're not going to see your kids.
Who's picking their kids?
On a Carnival cruise.
You didn't hear me. if you take your kids, you're not going to see your kids.
Now, fuck that. No. Leave them motherfuckers home.
Okay.
He's just like, all right.
I get what he's
not going to see.
They throw them in the gulag.
Yes, they have kids areas you take your kids to.
Not the way I be acting.
You'll see other people's kids. You'll see other people's kids. These kids were running around. I'm like, your kids, dude. Get your kids.
Yeah.
Get your kids.
That's what I'm saying. Anybody got time
and
for that?
And that's okay. You have a people meter.
Yeah, so why would we do?
I enjoy it so much because I don't have a people meter.
Chuck, like, why?
I'm infinite okay with people. I can handle 5,000 people in my face at all times. Like, I am okay. Yeah. So that makes sense for me to be like, oh, yeah, fucking kids don't bother me. 1,000 people don't bother me. Like, I'm good. Like, you have a people meter, which is fine. My daughter, she has a people meter. Like, you know, she's 100% exhausted after doing something. And then, like, she's dead for, like, 2 days.
Like, you can recognize that. See?
Yeah, she's dead for like 2 days. She wants to just play on the video game. She has like three friends. And that's okay, man. I get it. Just you probably wouldn't like a Carnival cruise.
I've been on one.
Yeah. You've been on one to try it. But you know what? Everything you've said is talking about.
Maybe we need to go somewhere else. Maybe Mexico would be better.
Oh, you guys want to come to
Cabo with me? You're too cute to go to Mexico.
Who are you going to Cabo with?
I am going because my friend is getting married in Cabo. So, like, maybe I can make an excuse, like, you know, that day I got to go do the wedding stuff. But then, like,
we are not sharing your vacation. No.
I'm saying, like, I'll stay there an extra week and then we could do it's just the wedding shit. Yeah, I gotta do.
Get a hotel. See, get a hotel.
We're better off just going to Vegas. But
is this like all inclusive? Is this all inclusive? And do they have good tacos? Right.
Okay, fine. Here's something for everybody.
When I went to DR, they didn't have good fucking food. Like, everything was fried cheese. And it had no fucking flavor.
Okay.
Like, if we're going to go to Mexico, I need to be reassured that we're going to have real good tacos.
Oh, okay. Man.
All right, you got this? You ready?
And elotes. Here's an everybody thing.
All right, hold up. All right, Chuck, what?
Here's an everybody thing.
Okay.
Let's just go to Reno. That way, on the other side, on one side of Reno, you have trees and lakes and cabins and mountains. And then on the other side of Reno, there's desert and dunes and ATVs. And then in Reno, there's only maybe 2,000 people in the whole city of Reno. And then you get a Las Vegas vibe with 2,000 people. And then if you have a people meter, it's okay. Let's just take a little trip out to the woods. Water your meter.
Why don't you guys all just come up to New Jersey and you can camp in my backyard and then, like, I don't have to really leave the house. I can just come out. I can just open my door and be like, hey, how we doing?
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm in your house.
No one's allowed in my house.
All right, let's load up in the van. Take a trip. Let's go.
Yeah.
You're gone.
All right, Jess, you need to fit 10 people in the van and we're going.
I fit 10, 12 people in here just for like 5 minutes.
We
crammed into the van to see how many people I could fit in here. And we took a picture and that was it. Like, we couldn't stay here for long.
All right. So instead of 5 minutes, though, we're going to try for a week.
I don't think it's going to work for anybody.
I think we can make it work.
Even Chuck would be like, I can't do this.
So who's going on this trip? I know it's like the main.
Try to push my buttons. I don't have any buttons.
It's the main Great Morning group and some of our favorite special guest co-hosts. So it's like me, Chuck, Stephanie, O'Shea, Jess. Now you're invited. I know Rush. So that's six.
Jimmy,
King Hooli, Jimmy, of course. Yes, Jimmy, of course. So that's eight. So we already got eight people, and then who? I know we had some others that we want. We'll probably mention this to them as they come on the show throughout the season. But so far, it's definitely eight people we want to try to get. Oh, and Trip God Jimmy, of course, is also invited. So that's nine. So
maybe the next assignment for our show should be we should all think of a place where we can all go that everyone would be like, okay, this is fine.
Christian Murmur's backyard. I just said it. I don't know why everyone's upset about that. You know,
we can sound like a Nickelodeon show.
It does sound like a fucking sitcom or something. Like, this is my house and these are all my friends who live outside of my house in the backyard. Yeah, so we will figure out this trip. You know what we should do? No, wait. What are we fucking saying? I can't believe this just came to me. I know what we'll fucking do. O'Shea, stop smiling because you're going to fucking love this. All right. I know you're going to love this. We're all going to go hike the Appalachian Trail. That's what our fucking vacation should be.
I said everybody. We already know two people who ain't doing it. That's O'Shea.
We'll make O'Shea go.
That's right.
All right. O'Shea is a people pleaser.
There you go. Congratulations. I'll see y'all on the other side.
We'll all do the fucking Appalachian Trail.
I don't think you're going to convince him.
That's the beginning of the Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah. Seriously. You want me to walk through months worth of wood?
Yeah, but there's 10 of us, so who's going to mess with 10 people?
Yeah, and
how many of us can fight?
I mean, if there's 10 of us, we should have a number advantage.
I am disappointed in your lack of faith in us.
Yeah, I know you.
One man with that pornography collection can take all of us.
Yeah, right. if he jerks off enough, he has one strong arm. I don't know what we can do. What can we do?
Yeah, you're right, O'Shea. That's enough to just scare all of us right there. There's a guy coming up to us as we're hiking and saying, I collect pornography. That's enough.
How many guns do you have?
How many guns do I have?
Yeah.
Me. I don't have any.
How many guns do you have, Jeff?
I don't know what you're talking about.
How many guns to cross state lines with guns?
I don't have any guns.
Oh. I don't.
So I'm the only one here with guns.
Okay. I didn't say I didn't have any. I just said I didn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. She doesn't know what a gun is.
Oh. Well, then that means you ain't got none.
She ain't got none.
Steffi, how many guns do you have?
I got three.
You got three guns. All right.
I do.
You know, there is a gun out there that you can have. And it's okay because it's not lethal. It's like,
oh yeah,
it's,
I saw that.
Burka.
Yeah.
A water gun?
No,
a water gun.
It shoots out this powder that makes people dizzy.
Yeah.
Oh, what gun is that? That's legal? Where is it? Where can I get it? It's called the Burka.
I've been looking into it because I want to wear it while I ride motorcycles.
Have you ever had to tase anybody?
Have I ever had to tase them? I know, but me and my friends were tasing each other one time.
I've been tased and it fucking sucks.
You've been arrested before?
No, I was riding my bike once as a, you know, an adolescent. And one of my friends was like running up behind me. And I was like, what you doing, bro? Running up like that. So I started speeding up a little bit and he just went on my side. I jumped off the bike.
Friend.
And wow. I ran into a car. Bow. It's over. There's nothing you can do.
I feel like you and I had a similar childhood because even the friends I have today still, like, that's most of the stories when we were younger. Yeah. Like, I have a story. By the way, my friend Connor, who has been on the podcast and who is the one getting married in Cabo, Mexico. We have a story about one time he walked up to our friend's house and my buddy Trevor was like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if I just walked out of my door with my BB gun and shot him right now? And we were like, yeah. And he did it. And it like broke his fucking skin. He was like kind of fucking hurt.
Yeah, boys are mean.
Yeah, we're terrible. We shouldn't be allowed to like leave the house until we're like 18.
But it's funny though because we'll like laugh about it. Meanwhile, girls like pull each other hair, and then it's like, you bullied me.
Yeah.
Well,
and they're enemies for the rest of their lives.
Yesterday, it was my baby stepdaddy's birthday, right? And so they started sharing stories, and I was completely befuddled because I was just like, what the fuck? These little motherfuckers, the youngest brother, they used to hang him. You know, like the fucking closet.
What do you mean they used to hang him?
Like they used to hang him like from his shirt, and they would put him on the coat hanger rack thing. They used to do that to him. And one day, baby daddy's older brother took their middle brother and took his ass to the top, to the motherfucking roof of the project. All right. And motherfucking, what project is that? Grant Project. And had this little motherfucker hanging from the fucking, whatever shit that they had up there. He was hanging and they had him in a bag. Oh, and then they also said that one day they decided to fucking tie up their cousin and put tape on his face and then knock on the neighbor's door and they closed their door. And when the fucking neighbor saw, he was like, oh God, I don't want to go. Like, so fucking scared. Why do you boys, what's wrong with you guys? Why are you guys so crazy?
Yeah, we stuck a carrot up his ass, put shaving cream on his balls. Fucking hilarious.
You did that?
Yeah, seriously.
No, that's a Dave Chappelle joke.
No, anyway. I remember Christian did that one time.
Yes, I did. I did it to O'Shea.
Yeah, he shaved my balls.
Was Ashley there?
Was it Nair, though? I want to know. Does Nair work on our set?
No. All right, hold on. Before we get into more of whatever we're fucking talking about right now, whatever the fuck this is.
It's a legit question. That's what I want to know.
I didn't shave his balls. He's joking. Why would I shave his balls? What are you talking about?
I was getting ball surgery, and then I asked him.
You shit with your friends, man.
Doctor,
I should see some finger in your butt.
Why would the doctors ever say before your surgery that you need to have your friend shave your balls for you?
when you come in. You are all fucking maniacs. I just want to say that right now.
You're a good friend, Mer.
Oh my god. No, anyway, it is time.
Because if you was in a car accident, you wouldn't try
what
to,
does that
you know,
mean?
Like,
oh, my friend in a car accident. I need to help him. I need to shave his balls. What is that?
You're not going to check his prostate?
He got into a car accident. I have to check his prostate?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Did you have testicular torsion? Because people who have testicular torsion, I think they have to get...
So you have to have your butt... Well, you need a doctor for these things, not your buddy Christian, to come over and play with your balls and make sure they don't hurt anymore. This is insane.
You and Ashley.
Oh my god. Now I'm yelling.
The doctor
anyway,
advised.
We need
if
to move
I had
on.
Anybody that could help me out.
We need to move on here to another segment we like to do here at Great Morning.
He will shave your balls.
And that is, of course, the word of the day. Word. 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 Word of the day.
Oh.
So, hello. Actually, wait, what am I doing? We did this before. This season, we're trying it a little differently. I want someone else instead of me to explain the rules of the word of the day. And this time, I'm going to ask O'Shea. O'Shea, can you explain the rules of the word of the day to not only the listeners, because I know Jess already knows how it works. She's done it like a million times. But to the listeners out there who this might be their first time hearing this. So, O'Shea, can you please explain the rules?
All right. Great morning, y'all. So, Mr. Jimerson, he pulls out his big dick. And then he puts his finger on the big dick, or rather inside the big dick. And then he reads the word that his finger is touching inside the big dick. Now, I have no idea what this word is that's inside the big dick. I do know that Jess is going to have to use this word in a sentence. And it has to be not only creative, funny, it also has to make sense. Jess, are you ready to dive inside the big dick?
No, Diddy. Sure.
Oh, my God.
I'm always ready.
Yes, always ready. O'Shea, that was great. I have no complaints about it. Wow. And you did it faster than I... Wow. I think O'Shea, very good. I should actually just take the clip of O'Shea saying that and just use that for now. I'll just play that instead of me saying it. That was great. All right. So anyway, like O'Shea said, that's what's going to happen. So Jimmy, though, since he wasn't here, he's given me a few word of the days for the order of the podcast we listened to. I watched him do it. Don't worry. It's still all fair for everyone out there. But that's unfortunately how he had to do it because he's going away. So Jess, are you ready for your word of the day?
I am.
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah, okay, great. So your word of the day is brain. Brain. So spelled B-R-A-I-N. And the
I thought you said rain.
No, brain. Like this thing, right?
This is the shit that I be talking about. What?
Yeah, stand up for me. I had a hard word.
Every time it's a word that you've heard of, you get upset.
No, I'm going to fucking... Nah. Now we gotta talk to no.
I can't hear.
You're breaking up.
Yeah,
you're breaking up, Stephanie.
Oh, now she muted herself. She muted herself.
Good.
Is she done? Like, what did? Oh, she's back.
Angry. How?
This is like her added segment to this segment. Is like, I'll say the word, and she's like, "Are you fucking kidding me? This is fucking bullshit." She'll just get angry. I don't know. Anyway. So your word is brain. Of course, that is spelled B-R-A-I-N. And the definition, if there's people out there who don't know what a brain is, it is an organ that serves as the center of the nervous system in all vertebrae and most invertebrate animals. All right. So your word is brain, Jess, whenever you're ready to give us that sentence.
See, that's the problem with easy words. Like, you think I'm going to have this great sentence and... You get an easy word and it stumps you. Who am I kidding? I'm stumped by every freaking word that you give me.
It's okay. Don't psych yourself out. Everyone has to do this. Everyone's got to do it on the spot.
Yeah, just take it slow.
Yeah.
Take it slow.
Don't worry about it. You do your thing, baby.
Just digest what came out of the big dick.
That's such a you're so comforting, O'Shea. You have a comforting, commanding voice.
Just five letters. Please, you got it.
You do not compliment him.
please.
Don't come. Why?
Why? Yeah.
For the balls comment?
Acid.
Please do not compliment O'Shea. That is, I should give that warning to every guest before the episode begins. Do not compliment O'Shea.
Why? You
don't. I don't know. I'm just joking. I'm messing with him. Okay. It's making him laugh. Anyway. Jess, you got to stop procrastinating here, right? Give us a sentence. I know. Yeah. See, you're asking. You're like, why? Just... Why can't I? Please go into a sentence.
Okay. Because I don't know. I hate disappointing you. Okay. All right.
I'm disappointed every day.
Okay.
You got it.
What if I don't come up with a word? Am I automatically stop? O'Shea just laughing at me. I shouldn't have.
What if we all turn off our screens?
That's a comfy ass fucking pillow.
Stop. Chuck, knock it off. Don't start another conversation. Stop it. Stop it.
You 100% entice my brain.
Stop it.
I like receiving grains.
What is going on?
Come join us in a watery grave.
Come get this brain.
Okay. Jeez, I haven't heard someone say that to me in so long. It's ridiculous.
Well, to get some brain. Yeah, I ain't got no brain since like 2014.
Stop giving her hints. Brain. Stop it.
I got no fucking brain.
She's really having a hard time. Jess, come on. You got this. You're not only a veteran, like an actual veteran, you are a veteran of this show. You have done this multiple times. You can do it again. Please.
It's not even of this.
Men are so brilliant because they got two brains. One on the neck and one between their legs.
Yeah. Wonderful. Right. All right. See? All right. There you go.
Now we've entered the next part of the Great Morning Podcast.
Yeah, because that brain between the legs, dumb as fuck. Because he'd be listening to girls and he'd be like, I'm on birth control. That brain be like, okay.
All the time, trap it the fuck up.
Trying to get up in that crevice.
Okay, I'm about to nut munches.
A Biden joke, but I don't know.
You could have made a Biden joke.
I really couldn't think of anything. I was just blank.
Our president is brainless.
She's on Stephanie's side now. She's a man of brilliant.
How about Biden lost his brain when he said heterosexuals are fucking crazy?
Who said that?
No. Didn't he say you ain't black if you don't vote for me or something? Or
yeah, he said that too. Yeah. Fucking,
that was some gangster shit, though.
That was some gangster shit. No. So else was gangster. When he went to that LGBTQ rally, he was like, "You're not fucking crazy. They're crazy."
I didn't see that.
You're crazy as hell. You can't do that. That's only like 4 out of 100. You just tickled. That's it, bro. You lost the votes now.
All right. Hold on. Yeah. See, that's why it's like we can make the jokes. I don't want to get too political. You know, this is Great Morning here.
No, fuck that. Now they're gonna hide that by saying Diddy's a fucking diddler.
Oh God. All right. Hold on. Stop.
Today is Transgender Visibility Day. He said, fuck Easter. It's Transgender Visibility Day.
And I said, what's Transgender Visibility Day? What is
how cool? That
sounds like something in that's Jess's van.
He said,
sound like an accessory.
Hold on. He said, now therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility. Call upon all Americans to join us in uplifting the lives and the voices of the transgender people.
You know what's fucking funny? Is that it's still Women's History Month and he just took that shit. Y'all, that's cut short.
Jesus. All right. Jess, see what you did? You brought up Biden. You got everyone upset.
Yes. I just replaced Appalachian Trail Day.
This is what my co-hosts do to me. God damn it.
Women can't have shit.
They wait for the guests to do it. They're like, the guest said Biden. Cool. I'm going to talk about Biden for 10 fucking minutes.
Oh, this is amazing.
All right. Funny. Hold on. We do have another segment real quick, and we are getting on time here. We have been recording for a while here. So there's one more segment I want to do real quick. Jess, I want to ask you, this might sound strange, but can you do a Batman voice? And by Batman voice, I wonder if have you ever seen like The Dark Knight, like Christian Bale?
Yes, Batman? Yes, I have.
You know how he has that raspy voice when he's doing Batman?
Yes.
Can you do that? You don't have to do it right now. I'm just asking, like, could you do it? Do you think you could do that?
Can I do the Joker voice or the Batman voice?
The Batman.
I don't. Why is?
Yeah, this will make sense in a few minutes. I swear to you.
I feel like I'm being set up.
Answer the question.
I don't know.
You're not in any trouble. This isn't going to be bad.
I'm not worried about being. What is that, Chuck?
Chuck, stop showing us your pornography.
It's Monopoly. It's Monopoly.
Yeah,
Pornography. I was getting attacked.
I've never tried it, but I can try.
All right, cool. Because you're about. That's what I wanted to hear. You're about to try. Let me share my screen here with you.
This is a segment. I've never done this segment before.
This is a new segment. Don't worry. This is very new. All right. Can you see my screen? Can you see this sentence here?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can you read this sentence in a Batman voice, please?
I'm going to sound so retarded.
That's okay.
Wait, I got to think of what Batman sounds like. The world only makes sense when you force it to.
Yes. All right,
He ain't it.
Did I get it?
Nope. No.
Chuck, what do you think? I also disagree.
That was cute, but no.
That was not Bruce Valansky.
Yeah.
That was not.
As Bruce a matter of fact, I love going. You are. That was like amazing.
O'Shea, what do you think?
You deserve a cheesecake.
Oh, that was god awful. Yeah.
That was not Bruce Valansky. All right.
No, absolutely not.
Jess, the reason we had you do that, and don't worry, it wasn't just you. We weren't just singling you out. We've done that with every guest this season so far. So we've had. I'm not even going to play one of him, but we have this, apparently our biggest fan. His name is Bruce Valansky, and every once in a while he'll send us emails and send us voice memos in those emails. And they're very, I think you might have heard one of his, and they're very strange usually. And he talks in a Batman voice, and we're trying to see if this is an actual, like, obviously it's a person, but like a person that we don't know who is our biggest fan. Or if it's someone we know that's either been on the show or knows of the show, obviously. O'Shea and I have a theory on who it is already, but since we made other guests do it, we had to make you do it. So we wanted to see. And it's like, he sounds like, it's weird. He sounds like me to, you know, I'll agree with that. A lot of people think it's me doing the voice. It's not. It's not me. But he sounds like me. What if it is? I'm telling you, it's not. It's not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What if it is? But I'm also saying it's not.
To add more interest to the show, which is very clever, by the way.
I'm not that clever.
Yeah, it is very clever, Murmur, that you would do that.
It's not Murm.
Yeah, O'Shea, what are you talking about? We think it's Rivera.
Yeah, no, I'm like 98% sure it's him.
Yeah, we think it's Rivera.
Wait,
anyway.
What? Have you said that in the voice?
It's not me. It's not me.
You sounded like Lilo and Stitch. You sound like Stitch now. That was great.
Oh, man.
Like when he's like, ha-ga-da-ga-da. He's like about to shoot the frog.
Oh my god! All right. Okay. Anyway, that's why we had it.
Okay. I'm not your stalker or whatever.
You are not our secret biggest fan who sends us voice memos every few months. He still hasn't said anything back, by the way. I sent him an email.
That shit would be funny. What if it is Jess? What if she uses auto-tune?
Oh my god. And I'm bored. Yes, I'm bored and I have to send you weird emails. Yep.
Yeah.
Instead of like sending you pictures of my feet or, you know, things that might make sense.
You've sent us pictures of your feet?
No. Why would you like them?
I'm not one of those guys.
I think I'm not sure what kind of feet you have. I know you are a walker, and therefore I don't think I want to see them.
My feet are fine. My feet are fine.
She showed you.
Oh snap!
O'Shea, put your camera back on. Damn it! What are you doing?
Oh snap! I swear, I thought since you were a walker, a hiker of some sort. And
You thought I would have hammer toes or something?
Something like that, you know?
No, hammer, and you're and that's okay, hammer you toes. Know? You don't give yourself hammer toes.
Oh,
he says,
I have a friend who is a hiker, and those toes are, they got some miles on them. You know what I mean?
But, and you know, it doesn't help either when it's like someone also in the military, like any of us, like just with the boots all the time and stuff. You just
come out of the assumption. She's cute in the face. She's cute in the face.
She's just got to keep some socks on then.
She got some miles on them toes right there, boy. Lord have mercy on them feet, man. I was like, what you doing wearing flip-flop, dog? You should don't be out here doing this to people. You too cute in the face.
So when she's wearing flip-flops, you're like, here, I got some shoes for you. Is that what you do?
Nah, she just don't do it no more. After I roasted her, she ain't gonna do it no more.
Yeah, that's all.
At least around me.
You know, speaking of things
blisters on a, and shit, I mean, you just come oh my on, god. Man.
Speaking of things on a provocative level, O'Shea, I have to ask, are you shirtless right now?
Yeah, I'm shirtless. What about it?
I don't know.
I mean, come on, you saved my balls before, man. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with me being shirtless?
Oh my god, this is
why are you opened yourself up, Christian. You opened yourself up asking if you're shirtless. You already said you shaved with balls.
Yeah.
Now for the ladies, I guess now here's your listening visual that O'Shea is shirtless. And I just wanted shirtless to know O'Shea that O'Shea has some videos on his Instagram of him being shirtless. And if you want to see some man with some nice muscular curves, O'Shea is definitely that, because he has some shoulders of a model for GQ magazine.
Oh, wow.
Nothing that's blowed up. Just want to let you know. Can't dance worth a whole lot, but you know what? He damn sure tries.
Wow. But,
you forgot, Chuck.
What?
We don't wear underwears when he be wearing them basketball shorts. So when he be in that, he be slanging.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think any man who figures it out stops wearing underwear. Like, I stopped wearing underwear. I'm done. I've been done wearing underwear for like 10 years. Don't wear a draw.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, anybody who figures it out, just stop wearing.
All right. Before we end this episode, I just wanted to ask Jess one last question. Jess, where are you thinking about going to next? You know, you have your van, you know, you're our nomad gal, you know, you travel all over the U.S. Where's the next destination?
Well, actually, it's nice of you to ask. I am going to Paducah.
Paducah?
I'm going to watch the solar eclipse. Hello.
Wait, where is that?
The solar eclipse?
No, I know the solar eclipse. But
oh,
where's
shit. I have low power mode.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We're going to wrap this up soon, I swear.
I should be fine. The solar, what was the question again?
Where is Paducah? Because I think that's something I heard
Kentucky,
like someone from Dragon
Kentucky.
Ball. Oh,
Kentucky. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of places, like Texas is supposed to be the best place to see it, but there's Illinois, Carbondale, there's a few, Missouri, there's a few places where you can go, but Paducah's the closest to where I am right now. So
are you going
to
wear special, like those glasses?
Yeah, I got them. I got my special glass ready.
Let's see them.
Okay. look in there. I haven't opened them yet. I'm really excited. Have you guys seen the solar eclipse before?
I never did with special glasses.
You're supposed to look at them. It's bad to look. You're looking at the sun.
people are dumb enough to try and put like double sunglasses on, or you know.
Yeah, I've only seen it like for shadow.
Those look like those old school like 3D glasses.
I can't even see. Am I not supposed to see right now? Because that's what I'm seeing is nothing.
Yeah, that's the purpose. They're
Maybe
supposed to
like
be that dark
thing.
Yeah, I can't see shit.
Yeah.
Are you sure that those are like the official ones? Because I heard on
I'm positive. It said FBI, whatever that is. It said what?
When is it? When is it anyway?
April 8th.
Oh.
Tested and certified. ISO. See it?
April 8th.
Okay.
Oh, I have an ice.
Where'd you get it from, Jed?
Amazon. Hurry up before they get sold out.
Well, I won't be able to see it. I'm in California, huh?
Well, Stephanie asked me, so I just told her.
Can we see it from Jersey?
No, you have to look up Path of Totality. You have to be in one of those areas.
Okay, so can you tell the listeners what those areas are that you know of?
So there's a bunch in Texas. I don't remember off the top of my head. Paducah, Kentucky, Missouri, Carbondale, Illinois specifically. So if I know the city specifically, I'm telling you the city. And if I know the state, I know there's some cities in that state that you can see it in.
Okay.
I can't remember those other. Those were like the three states that I remember them, or four states, them being in.
All right.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, it goes all across the U.S. Like, there's like a path through.
I'm talking about the pancakes.
Huh?
So, yeah, Stephanie, what?
What?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. She said something about pancakes. All right. Well, anyway, thank you, Jess. I wanted to hear what the next trip was. And I obviously we will talk to you again very soon. But it is unfortunately that sad time of the podcast where we got to go around the horn here, give our last minute plugs and get out of here. All right. So let's start with O'Shea today, since he did the word of the day segment so well. O'Shea, what are your last minute plugs for the listeners?
Save your money. Okay. Just put it to the side and act like it doesn't exist, all right? Or else you'll be working tooth and nail for the rest of your life. Or, you know, you'll give up and take it. So it's your choice.
Okay. All right. Is that okay? I think that's it. All right. Well, thank you so much, O'Shea, for those last minute plugs. And moving on to Stephanie 3.0, do you have any last minute plugs, listeners?
Yeah, shout out to my grandma for making this bomb-ass fucking rice. Beans with liver is mad good, because you know right now my white blood cells, they not doing their job, so I gotta eat some liver. So I'm eating some rice and beans with liver. So shout out to grandma for making sure that I have some motherfucking healthy fucking red and white blood cells. And shout out to Jess for being fucking our best fucking nomad. And do not get it twisted, because Jess is always strapped. And just be going to Target to get her motherfucking silky ass, cute ass motherfucking bed sheets. All right. I just want to let y'all know that. And strap up always. Birth control is extremely important. And say no to drugs. Mm-hmm. And stay strapped if you're in New York City. All right. And that's it. I love y'all. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for those last minute plugs. Wonderful last minute plugs. And moving on to DJ Chucky. DJ Chucky, you got any last minute plugs for us? What are you doing?
Look at us. We stay strapped. We got clips on clips up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about? You see, we stay strapped. We talking about strap. We stay strapped.
Okay. Anyway,
if we go on this trip, we stay strapped. We got clips on clips everywhere. Nah, but check it. Hey, this is a good show, man. Shout out to Jess for real. And O'Shea, I'm about to work out. You made me want to do some pull-ups.
Hell yeah.
With your fine shoulders and stuff. But now I got a DJ later on, so I gotta prepare for that. It's gonna be a good. I love this, man. Share this shit. Share this show, goddammit. When you want to see a bunch of people that's having a good fucking time, share this shit.
Share it, or else.
Or else, goddammit, got the gat out. But now,
goddamn,
it's so good. Hey, so now I'm thinking maybe this great morning trip.
We have some months because we got to wait until Jimmy gets back from the deployment.
Reno would be fucking dope. And it's cheap to fly into.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, Reno is fucking dope. I love Reno. And then, like, we could just have fun with, like, us and not be surrounded by the Las Vegas crowd and so many people. Because I have a feeling that Jess might not be the only person with a people meter. Merm, you have a people meter.
I do have a people meter.
You have a people meter. And Steph, I feel like she might get into a fight. So I think Reno might be the best place to be. Okay.
And O'Shea will be our dad. He'll be like, I think you've had enough. He'll say things like that.
Well behaves, by the way, Chuck.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't drink anymore. What? So I
what? Did. I behave. I don't always fight. And anyway, yeah. I'm scared to fight now because, you know, ever since I had surgery. My frontal lobe is not, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is sensitive. So I can't be fighting like that. You feel me?
And that's fine. But you may make me fight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because I feel like the minute you hit that line with the that's not cool to in the air.
Better why?
Yeah, that's fine. We're all fighting. And you know what? There's not enough.
That don't why me. All right. That's not.
God damn it, O'Shea. I knew
why
it.
You did that. All right. And then my accent, it don't even sound like that. You know what? Let me shut up. I'm going to go home.
Better why? Better why? O'Shea.
I wasn't going there. Anyway, all right. Hey, just share our shit, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Chuck, for your last minute plugs. And before we get into our honored special guest co-host, my last minute plugs are, of course, you can follow Great Morning _ the podcast on Instagram. You can follow Great Morning _ the podcast on TikTok as well. I think Stephanie's run that too. You can follow You Love Steph. You can follow DJ Chucky. You can follow Topazkin. You can follow O'Shea.ivy on Instagram. The dot is not written out. It is a punctuation mark. You can follow Slightly Special with two L's at the end. You can follow Trip God Jimmy, that's TRYPGODJIMI on Instagram as well. And, you know, happy Easter to everyone. This episode will drop after Easter, of course, but we all hope you had a wonderful Easter weekend, you know, whether you celebrated or not. But like, you know, we hope you at least took time, spent time with friends or family, or, you know, got to know yourself a little bit better. You know, if you were alone, you know, you got to spend time with yourself. And I see Stephanie has raised her hand. Stephanie, do you have something to say?
Yes, I do. Okay. I wanted to say something really quickly.
Okay.
Shout out to the Chief and their precious new baby. Shout out to V, you know what I'm saying, for holding it down, doing it, dude. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them real quick. I'm sorry. But that's it.
Okay. All right. First of all, yeah, we were going to talk about, I think, Jimmy in the next episode. But all right. O'Shea, I see your hands up now as well. Can we please move on to Jess? I hope this isn't long. What do you have to say?
I just wanted to raise my hand. Oh, my God. So funny.
Right. I'm kicking everyone out of the Zoom call. Jesus Christ. All right. Enough about us. Jess, thank you so much for coming on. We love having you. You know, I know it's not always easy for you to come on because you're constantly traveling, or you're snowboarding, or you're doing a whole bunch of fun stuff, you know, writing in those journals, talking about the Appalachian Trail. So we're happy you made the time today. Thank you so much. And do you have any last minute plugs for listeners?
Well, just for you guys, it's always good time talking y'all and having you check up on me. Thank you.
Of course.
Making sure I'm not dead somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah. Love you guys and just listeners, listen, tune in, subscribe. These are a bunch of awesome people and, you know, go live your life. You have one life. That's it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Do you want to let people know where they can follow you on Instagram?
Oh, yes, I'm Old Soul Wild Spirit. I need to change that because I'm just getting old.
No, you're not.
And yeah, that's where you can find me and say hi.
Hell yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you all for coming on today. And we hope you, like I said, again, we hope you have a great, happy Easter Sunday or weekend, or hope you did have a happy Easter Sunday. But anyway, that was our episode. Great morning.
Yay.
Great morning.
Great morning. We are now in afternoon.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.